It is torture. I have no doubt about it in my mind. It is torture.
Donald Vance was a detainee in the U.S. military's Camp Cropper in Iraq, held for months after he reported evidence of corruption. Vance says he was forced to listen to ear-splitting music for months on end, and it nearly drove him to suicide. Detainees, some U.S. officials and human rights groups, say U.S. forces have systematically used loud music against hundreds of detainees in Afghanistan, Guantanamo Bay, and Iraq.
You can hear them screaming. You can hear them crying out loud. They're usually calling out for their mothers or calling out for God to help them. You can hear someone going insane.
Like they keep them up all night long by blasting loud music. We're trying our best to stop it.
In a campaign being launched on International Human Rights Day, Reprieve, a legal group representing some Guantanamo detainees, along with musicians, are protesting the use of music during interrogations. Not all of the music in question is hard rock either.
Down the ducky, put down the ducky, put down the ducky, yes, you gotta leave the duck alone.
Christopher Cerf, a songwriter for Sesame Street, was horrified to learn that songs he penned for children's TV shows were used in interrogations.
Humorously, I made the point that I was willing to sacrifice those royalties for my country, but this is not the way I want my songs used.
Reprieve's Zero dB for Zero Decibel campaign calls for the enforcement of UN Convention Against Torture and encourages musicians to hold a minute of silence at concerts. One interrogator at Guantanamo bragged that he needed only 4 days to break someone using music and lights. Ruhal Ahmed, a British citizen who was captured in Afghanistan, told Reprieve it was much worse when the music started.
It makes you feel like you're going mad. After a while, you don't hear the lyrics. All you hear is heavy, heavy banging.
A Guantanamo-based spokeswoman wouldn't give details of when and how music has been used at the prison and would also not respond when asked whether music might be used again in the future. Tracy Brown, The Associated Press.